Thank you for joining me again today. In a moment, we are going to return to our reading of the New Testament book of John in chapter 21. But as we get started, I have a question for you. Are you someone who has been following Jesus Christ for a long time now? Maybe you have been a Christian for years, some even for decades or what feels like a lifetime. You have been loving and serving the Lord now for so long that you cannot even really remember a date for your conversion. Perhaps you would say to me, I've just always believed. Still others of you may be fairly new converts of Christ, and you can likely tell me, oh yes, it's been 5 years. Or, I've been a Christian for 9 months now. However long it's been, you are very much aware of when you became a new person in Christ. Still others of you would tell me, I do not consider myself a Christian. I listen out of curiosity, or I like to debate with you in my mind, or the radio was on this station, and I just did not turn the dial. Whatever the case may be, a long time or a short time in Christ, or still holding out and not yet putting your faith alone in Jesus Christ alone, you know that I'm glad you're here. Welcome. But I will say this, people within the sound of my voice who have been growing in their intimacy with Christ for several years now likely know the story that we will talk about today quite well. It's a popular one from the Gospels. And even if you have been studying Christ for a short time now, you may have heard this preached or taught or perhaps read about in your time of Bible reading. I am even willing to say that people who are not yet Christians know the following about the man that we have under our microscope, the disciple that Jesus spent so much time training, Peter. And here is what I invite you to do. Consider this encounter that we'll read about today between Jesus and Peter with fresh eyes and an open mind, because perhaps you have not fully understood the meaning as well as the implications of what Jesus says to Peter and how Peter responds to Jesus. In order to correctly interpret the meaning of this passage, you have to be able to discern the meaning of two different Greek words for the English word love. And so we need to do some work today in the Greek language. I will attempt to do this in a straightforward manner that you can easily follow, and I think that you will see how to properly interpret this passage, and therefore the application that I will give will make sense. Frankly, I have heard this passage preached poorly in the past. The interpretation was wrong, and once we do not properly interpret the Bible, then we do not get the intended meaning, and therefore the application is off as well. So let's make sure that we get this straight today here on God Is. Also, I am fully aware that the point of the conversation between Jesus and Peter has several points of application even after the correct interpretation is made. But I'm going to stick with confidence. Confidence, as I define it, is reliance on Christ. And so let's see how Peter learns this valuable lesson again on the beach at breakfast. Yesterday, I read the text from John chapter 21 and verses 1 through 8, but today I want to skip several verses and go to verse 15. Again, if you know this story well, do not tune out. Stick with me and let's see what we can learn together with one another today. Okay? Let me read the text. This is John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. I'll start with these verses and make some initial comments before we continue. Hear now the word of God in John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Peter said to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to Peter, "Tend my lambs." Jesus said to Peter again a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter said to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to Peter, "Shepherd my sheep." Jesus said to Peter the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to Peter, "Tend my sheep." Now the key word here is the word love. And let us start by highlighting that word love in verse 15. Jesus uses one word for love, but Peter in his response to Christ uses a different word for love, and the difference is significant. I really want to encourage you, when you have your Bible, to please make a note in the margin or on a piece of paper that you insert into your Bible or perhaps in the notes section of a Bible app with the difference of these two uses of the word love. Jesus says to Peter, in the form of a question, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? The word here for love is the Greek word agapao. Do you want to say that with me? Just shout it out there, wherever you may be. Now, don't worry about the people around you. Are you ready? Agapao. By the way, if you are Greek or you're a Greek scholar, just be patient with our pronunciation, okay? Do you want to try it again? Okay, let's do it. Repeat after me. Agapao. And what does Jesus mean by this word? I'll summarize it this way. Total commitment. Total commitment. Listen to Jesus' words with this interpretation. Peter, will you be totally committed to me? More committed to me than these? That is really the question that Jesus asked Peter. But listen to how Peter responds. He uses a different word for love. Listen again to verse 15 of John 21. Peter said to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Peter uses the word love, but it is not agapao. Peter uses a different Greek word. Let's learn what that was and what it means. The word Peter uses is phileo. We'll try that together again in a moment, but the meaning is this: affectionate friendship. This is not the love of total commitment. Rather, this is the love of an intimate friendship, affectionate friendship, cherished friendship, or kinship. It's a strong love, to be sure, but not to the level of the kind of commitment Jesus demands. And the question, of course, is, why did Peter respond with phileo instead of agapao? And so let's try to say this word phileo together. Are you ready to try it? Okay, now get ready, because here we go. Ready? Phileo. So we have the word Jesus uses for love, agapao, and we have the word that Peter uses for love, phileo. They do not describe the same kinds of love. And so now let's answer the question. Why did Peter respond with phileo instead of agapao? Answer: Peter had lost confidence. And Peter had lost confidence in himself. Peter had been disobedient to the Lord by denying that he even knew Jesus three times. And so it is not that Peter doesn't love agapao, love Jesus. Peter does, but he is afraid to say it to Jesus because he knows that he has failed the Lord terribly. Peter has lost confidence. Now, if I had all day with you, and I wish I did, then I would take you back into the Gospels to show you where Peter had failed Jesus by denying that he knew Jesus not once, not twice, but three times. But we do not have all day together, do we? At the same time, I do not want to ask you to just trust me. So here's what I will do. I'm going to give you some scripture references to read, and when you read these, you will clearly see that Jesus predicted that Peter would deny him three times, and then sure enough, Peter denied Jesus all three times. Please do read these on your own. And what I'm going to do is post them to God Is WEZE on Facebook and Twitter. That's God Is WEZE on Facebook and Twitter. Here now are the references. Ready? To read about Jesus' prediction of the denials, read Matthew chapter 26, verses 31 through 35. Let me give that to you again. To read about Jesus' prediction of the denials, read Matthew chapter 26, verses 31 to 35. And then to read the actual denials, the three times that Peter denies that he even knew Jesus, read Luke chapter 22, verses 54 to 62. I'll also give that to you again. Luke chapter 22, verses 54 to 62. So, just to make sure you've got it, let me give you all of the references again. Matthew chapter 26, verses 31 to 35, and Luke chapter 22, verses 54 to 62. And again, I will post these on Facebook and Twitter. God is W-E-Z-E. That's God is W-E-Z-E. So you can go to Facebook or Twitter to pick up these references. Once you see how Peter denied Jesus, then our text in John 21 and Peter's response to Jesus will make much more sense. Peter is ashamed of what he has done. He's lost confidence. And so Peter is very reluctant to boldly respond to Jesus with agapao, that kind of love. So he sticks with phileo, kind of love. Peter avoids making a statement of total commitment to Jesus. But as we shall see tomorrow, Jesus does not let up. He continues to pursue Peter. Jesus has special plans for Peter, and these plans require total commitment from Peter to the Lord. So what Jesus does here is to restore the confidence of Peter, or Jesus gives Peter back his confidence. Now, let me give you some application here today. How about you? Are you a Christian with low confidence or no confidence? Is it possible that you have failed Jesus? You've sinned. You've screwed up pretty badly, and your sin has robbed you of your confidence before your Lord? In my pastoral experience, a lot of Christians are low confidence or no confidence because of exactly this. There is some sin in their past that is unconfessed, or you feel that it is unforgiven by God. And until that is dealt with, it becomes impossible to have confidence. Well, as we continue in the dialogue between Jesus and Peter, I'll address this. And hopefully, this will be of great help to you. So do not miss tomorrow's broadcast, right here on God Is.